Did you feel that when you decided to sign for Claremont that you were really waving goodbye to future opportunities with England?
Well, at the time, I definitely sort of felt that way. I think, when I made the decision to go to Claremont, I knew about the rule that, they don't select overseas players. But, considering now, obviously, the sad news of what's happened to Ben Foden, there's obviously talk about how well Stefan Armitage has been playing and him maybe joining the squad for the World Cup. And so, I'd hate to say that my chances are completely finished. Because, if I carry on with the form that I've shown in the top 14 and in the European Cup, then, I'd still love to think that I might have a chance to also do what they talk about with Stefan and get involved with the World Cup. But as I say, that's out of my hands, and I just got to make sure that I keep playing well.
Is it the case that Stuart Lancaster did have a chat with you before you left the Premiership to try and get you to remain in Bath, remain in the Premiership, and rather than going to Claremont?
I think it was a bit of both. I think there was a conversation between myself and Stuart, and I don't think Bath really wanted me to go. So I think it was instigated by Bath, who got in touch with Stuart and asked about whether my England aspirations were finished, seeing as I hadn't been played for England for such a long time. And that's when the conversations started going with Stuart, and he told me that, I'd played myself back into, contention with the other fullbacks, but he had no guarantees to give me that I was definitely going to make the squad or I was definitely going to go to New Zealand, or that I'd even definitely be involved in any of the England games this year. So, without a definite answer, it was a lot of ifs and buts, which, given the opportunity that I had to go to an amazing club like Claremont and learn new things and experience new things, it was just too many ifs for me to make a decision then on the spot, and so I decided to stick with my heart and haven't regretted it.
Nevertheless, that must have been pretty sort of heart-wrenching and a big decision, maybe the biggest decision for you to make in your rugby career.
Yeah, of course. It was a massive decision for me, a lot of sleepless nights, but even now my ultimate aim is to still be involved with England, still try and get more caps for England, because I've felt that over the last 6 7 years I have played well enough for my club and well my clubs now to warrant maybe more England success than I've had. So yeah, to have that sort of apple dangled in front of you is a pretty tough one to swallow, but I would never have known what would have happened if I had stayed at Bath. I may have picked up an injury and, just like Ben Foden has, and never played for England again. But what I do know is that, I'm loving my experiences in Claremont and playing probably some of the best rugby I've played in my career. So, I'm obviously at peace with the decision I made.
And playing good rugby for Claremont to such an extent that you've been nominated for European Player of the Year, and that must help keep you on the radar of the England team.
Yeah, I mean it's great. Looking at luckily I've got a father who absolutely loves rugby, so he keeps tabs of all the English press, and my name's still popping up over here, and with the top 14 being on Sky, a lot of press is still coverage is still made of the top 14 and English players playing over there. And as you can see, if you have good games on big international stages, like I was lucky enough to do against Saracens, then your name still stays in the media here, and people don't forget about you. So if that's the case, and I can still continue to play well, then hopefully my name will still be in that mix come World Cup selection time.